The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Aleph, in the halachas of what are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos and what you're not allowed to go out with, which took a turn because of carrying out droplets of water, which got us into regarding wearing wet garments, which that's what the halacha continues with throughout this Siman and then in Shin Beis till we get back to Shin Gimel, continuing with the halachas of Haitzah. Says Machab Sif Mem Ches on the bottom of Pehei Emaralf. Mistabik adam baluntis. The person could dry himself with an aluntis, pirish. It's a baggage. Mistabik by la'achas shalechetzin. It's a garment that you dry yourself with after that you bathe yourself with a towel. A vibi yadli, and he could bring it in his hand. It's kitintam and vase. But the chashin hashem yevul eschet. And we're not concerned that he's going to come to squeeze it out. Belo yimsel balanin. And now he should not give it over to the bathhouse attendants. Shem chashud amal schita, because they are suspected regarding squeezing. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan, Kofayin Gimel, Mistabik Adam. So the person could dry himself with a towel and he could carry it in his hands. Mashma Magen Avraham, sons from the Magen Avraham, Bezman Azen, today's times, Tobel is Stopig. It's good to dry yourself off with Bedavish Ein Amak Bedal Meimav, something that you're not particular regarding the water. Now, Obebea Gra, Mashma, from the Goyen's commentary, it sounds like the Stamaluntis, that in general, Naluntis, who Dovish Ein Mak Bedal Meimav, that yeah, a towel is something that you're not usually particular about the water inside of it, so that would be okay. So if cut and kafai and dalad, so you could dry yourself with an aluntis, a fill of kalgufa, even your whole body. After he washed himself with, obviously not hot water, but cold water, because come on, like we see later on, the simon shouldn't chav up. So if cut and kafai and, hey, maybe be other, you could carry in your hand. The tech base into his house, meaning in a place where there's an air. Now, after Mabulah Bagal, though we said previously in our mother, Asla Tal to Dabba, that you now let him move something, Hashar B'mayim, that's soaked in water, Shani Hacher, it's different keeping the Tigra Sibuk, because since they permitted the drying, the Chashul Eschita, and they were not concerned for the squeezing out, Hashem, the Ev Shabbali Sibuk is not possible without drying yourself off. The Kachatirigam Lavi Levesa, but they permitted also for you to bring it to your house, can't cause a Magad Bram, that's a Magad Bram rights. Please, according to this, after he brings it to his house, when he puts it in this place, then you're right, it would be forbidden to move it. He brings the sibuk baluntas, drying with a towel. No, that's only considered like a little bit of water. They didn't decree on its moving because we might come to squeeze it. That's the son of the middle tautly, you're allowed to move it. Ratio Dalid says that, however, his reason is because in general it's something that you're not particular on the water. Therefore, he says that you're allowed to move it. Sif Mem Tes continues the Mechaba Muta Lirchaitz Yodov Benor B'Shabbos. A person allowed to wash his hands in the river on Shabbos. As long as you don't take them out with the water that's on them, Chutzanar, out of the river. Arba Amis, a distance of 4 Amis. It says in Mishabura, Sifkan Kofayin Bav, Chutzanar Arba Amis, as long as it doesn't go out of the river, an area of 4 Amis. Nuka Arba Amis, reason is picking Talad Amis, Mishim Distam, Mokama Yabasha, because in general, the area, the dry land, Shasvasa Yam and Horus, at the edge of the rivers and in the ocean, through Carmel, this is the area of a Carmel. Aber Emal, Shasvasa Yerushasram, the truth is, if the edge was already a Rushasaram, Aslahitza Yadav, and Anabal Chutzin, you wouldn't be able to take it even just a little bit out of the river. So rather, you should first wash them off, dry them off, rub them off one with another very well. Until the water gets removed. Because the river is a Carmelis. Rabbinically, now carry out from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah. Siv Nun. Yaitzin Bepishtun Sachik. A person could go out with combed linen, Betzemem Nupitz, and combed wool. That's on the heads of the people that have chatotin pirish. That's baling negoim. They have like some type of these scabs on their heads. Now, Amos, when we say this, bizman shetzvaon ukurachan, when they were dyed and they were wrapped, or shayotzim behem shoachas mebayyim, or someone went out with them already a little bit before Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah Sivkot and Kofayin Zayin. This is a bali chatotin. Now, Boisin said, why did they do this? Actually, this linen and this wool that's combed is actually supposed to look like their the hair on their head. Sibkan Khan Kofain Khaz, but Shetzvan Kurachan. Hainu, that is Shetzvan Lanai, has to be that it was dyed to look good. Kurachan, but Meshicha, and it was wrapped with Meshicha does Nechshav Kemalbush, you know, then it looks like some type of a garment. It has to have been processed first. Sibkan Kofain Khaz, Oishi Yatsa Bechulu, or as long as he wore this toupee, something before Shabbos, the Galadaita, he revealed his intention, Dilmabush Kami, that it's here as a garment. Now, if he didn't dye it, he didn't go out with it, even just to move it is forbidden, because of mukta. Now, even if he thought about it from before Shabbos to go out with them, but if a person did at least think about it, then at least it would be mukta, it would be permitted to at least move, it wouldn't be mukta. So, if no else, mukta lotz is bimitz nefes, a person is allowed to go out with a hatch, a tel mitzaba that they hang from the neck, lami sheyesh lemaka biyada bizraya, for someone that has a wound in his hand or his arm, v'chein bismartutun, a pidush that's chatichas beggar, these pieces of garment called bolli, it's worn out, these like rags, hakruchma layad or layetzba sheyesh bemaka that's wrapped on the hand or on the finger that has a wound. It says mishpul sibkat and kovpei mutalotz bechulu, you let her go out with this hat and etc. Kalelu, all these in Rishab Lam Masa is not considered as a load. It's an ornament, it's a dormant for the person. Like we said, if he has a wound on his hand or his arm, these are considered takshitin for this type of chayla. Sibkat and kape, I'll be other in his hand. Kin Sarkum, that's what has to say. Chinidbis Ba'ila Shabbos, but Shabbos. That's how it's printed in those forms. Mashanutz Bezit Fos Ba'loche. This is in certain prints on his head. So that's Toysevahu. That's a scribal error. Here we're talking about he has a mark on his hand or his arm. Sivkon kopepe is a kruchim al yad. It's wrapped on the hand. What didn't say is bekruchim al mark mamish. If it's wound on the wound itself, literally says the Magen Avraham. By in lel sivcha bezu sivcha bechaz mashikasamchem that we wrote over there. The chinuski moedar b'achreinim. That's how many achreinim agree. Mashmas tim zchabes sounds like from the unspecific wording of the author. The bezen nechshav kemalbush. That this is considered as a malbush. Even if the person did not go out with them, even one moment when it's still before Shabbos, Mashenke Besif Nun Hakoidim, in contrast to the previous paragraph, Kinkas Magad Ram, Chim Tzad El Yaba, Vayim Bir Alocha, and Dibre Maschel HaKruchim. Bir Alocha and Dibre Maschel Oish Yotzeb and Bechulu, or as long as the person went out with these things from before Shabbos, this Pishtun Tzarek, Tzemer Menupitz. So it says to Bir Alocha, look at Mishabur Tzav Katan, Kofayin Tez, what I wrote, that regarding tiltal, it's permitted as long as you thought about it from before Shabbos. Now, regarding going out with it, look at the Beis Yezus, that Tali in the Shitz Rishayim, according to the Russian taste, it's permitted. According to Ben Yon Rajba, that's from the Beis Yezus, it's permitted, because it's not Muchach Milsa, it's not evident, and looks like that you're carrying out on Shabbos. When the Gaon writes it, also that's the opinion of the Rambam, says the Relach, Yishon, the Beis Yezus writes in the name of Taisis, the love Davka that you went out with a Shachim and Boydim. Same thing is if you sat with them. Look at the Be'agra, the Simeshet Chesef Chavdal that he writes, that regarding these Rishayim that are stringent, that it doesn't help to think about it, then the same thing also, that just sitting with that also would not help regarding carrying out. Nemes HaKruchan Al Yad, look at Mishbur Sev Kovpe Beis that he referenced, what I wrote in Nim Magen Avram and Al Yab and Chayad, mostly quotes regarding smart turn these rags that they're not considered to be lenient. But the Gaon writes that according to the Mechab in the previous Sev, also here you need that you have to have gone with it a little bit from before Shabbos, that's what the Taz writes, but the Vilna Gaon verifies to us that the Mechaber does not mention it in this paragraph. This specific is according to the Shita of the other Rishayim that regarding that it should be considered as a Malbush regarding Chitzah, you don't need Yotzim and Shachs Mabayyam. The Gemara that mentions regarding Pikurim is because anyway it's forbidden because of Tiltum. That's the case. The Mechaber that mentions this Pratim Sip Nun that he quotes regarding the Talashan Rambam that he holds that the Gemara is talking about regarding Chitzah, and here he does not quote it. He contradicts his own words, and according to this, for sure, one should not be leading regarding this opposite the sheets of Rashi and the Ram, the Rabbein Yoina, and the Ran, the Rashba, that the whole one sheet that the reason why it's us is because of Eitzah. And also in our context, we need to have that with Yotzeh Shachas Mabayyam. However, the Maisa Tzarchin, because the Maisa Mechab is saying regarding this to be lenient, to be Mekel. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 128. Mishmur, because it's not possible to go without drying yourself off. So what he means to say is what's brought in Magen Avraham and explained in Machzor Shekel, that the reason why they're permitted to bring a towel from the base of Merchatz and they weren't concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out, because if we're going to make it forbidden bringing the towel, so it, therefore the people are going to stop from drying themselves off because they're not going to want to leave the towel in the bathhouse because it's going to get stolen. And since it's not possible to bathe without drying yourself off, so then people are going to stop from bathing, and it comes out that it's exeter on bringing the towel is going to prevent people from bathing. And since in their times people would bathe a lot, so therefore it's considered a gezer that the community cannot withstand, and therefore Chazal don't make such gezeres. Dish number 129, we said that now regarding moist garments that are not fit for utility because how moist they are, but there's also no concern of schita because they're not so wet. So Chubas Mechazitz writes that it's permitted to move them because just like the El Rabbah permits to move the aluntas, because there's no chashash shechita, so too, one should permit to move those garments. And even because of their moisture, that they're not fit for utility. However, the words of Mishabu later on, Simishin Ches, and Sivkotin and Samach Gimel proves that only the Isser Tiltil, because of a concern of shechita, is what causes begotten to be mukta, and not your inability to have utility from them. Mishnah number 130, regarding that little bit of water that remains between the hairs of the beard, the stipler was stringent not to carry them in the caramelis or to carry them from one rishos to another rishos. And when they would come out from the mikvah on Shabbos, he would wait till they would dry up by themselves. Narchas Yosher, it's brought that the stipler had the custom to go from the mikvah to the shul without stopping in between, so that there would be at most a shvus to shvus. And for a tzarech mitzvah of tzul b'tzibur, he was lenient regarding that.